Using Meditation to Unlock My Inner Wisdom, Lecture 6. The technique: I consciously rest in my inner self and see myself, my family, my neighbors, my community, my world, peace. Lecture 6. The technique: I consciously rest in my inner self and see myself, my family, my neighbors, my community, my world, peace. One of the great problems we have in meditating is that we stick our nose in other people's business. We try to tell other people how to live their lives and what they should do, how they should live their lives, and what would make us happy if they lived their lives that way, and how the world would be improved by how they live their lives. And we go to our inner self, starting with our inner self, and say, you better shape up, you know. You got to get this body in shape. You got to get this mind in shape. You got to get this world in shape. And then we go to our family and our neighbors, our community and our world, and we tell everybody what to do. Now, we're going to learn a technique of meditation today, which we have practiced and which we probably all know very well. And the technique is called putting a cause in motion. Putting a cause in motion, as simple as that. All around the world, people are fighting each other and angry with each other. Every community has people fighting and angry with each other. All the world is just all upset and is just a mess. If you see that, that's you. The world's doing just fine. When you die and let the world alone, the world will be just fine. It'll get along just fine, probably a lot better without your mental attitude of telling it that it's in bad shape. The world's going to hell in a handbasket, you know. We've all heard that one. And that's the silliest thing in the world. Now, what must be done by us? What must be done by us if we're going to experience all the goodness, all the blessings, and all the right action that the world has to offer? What has to be done by us?
There now is peace on earth, and it began with me.
You announced there's peace on earth, and it began with you. Okay. I was going to sneeze, and I decided not to, I guess. Okay, you announced that there is peace on earth, and it began with you. What did she say?
She's saying it starts with her.
What? I can't hear you.
Everything starts with her.
I wish she had said that. That would be good, but she didn't. Say what you said.
There now is peace on earth.
That's not what she said.
Well, yes.
Okay.
Everything starts with her. Everything starts with her.
Did he say something worthwhile?
Everything starts with her.
What did she say before? What did Nana say? That's what I said.
Okay.
Nana
said. No.
In peace.
Repeat what?
I said,
peace.
The world's going to pot. And I said, what must we do about that, or what can we do about that? And what did she say? She said, what did you say? Now, really, not what you wish you said, but what you said.
I've said what I've said.
Say
there
it again.
Now is peace.
All right.
And it began with that.
And it began with me.
We won't pressure that any further. She said, there now is peace on earth, and it began with her. There now is peace on earth, and it began with you. Well, why do you have your nose in somebody else's business? I don't. Why do you have your nose in somebody else's business?
I don't.
Okay. Why is it that you are saying there's peace on earth? Why don't you say there's health on earth? Why don't you say everything is in right action on earth? Why don't you say that all the children on earth have a beautiful education? You say all the governments on earth are harmonious and beneficial. Why don't you say all that stuff? Why don't you just talk about peace?
Peace embraces all. Because if I am peace, I am harmony. If I am peace, I am wholeness and perfection.
But you said, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. Okay? So you're intimating that you're not at peace. That you weren't at peace. And finally you got at peace. And so you decided to have everybody else be at peace too.
Yeah.
Why weren't you at peace before?
I've always been at peace.
Hmm?
I have always been peace. I am peace now. I am peace now. Now.
What's the important word you just said?
I am peace
no,
now.
No, the word.
Now.
Right. Why is now important?
Now is the only time there is.
There is no past. There is no other time. There is no future. There is only now. And you are saying, now there is peace on earth, and that peace that exists on earth now started with me.
Yes.
It began with me.
Yes.
Now, what am I trying to do to you right now? Tell me.
Intimidate her.
I'm trying to intimidate you. I'm trying to push your buttons. I'm trying to make you not say
change
what you want
mind.
To say.
But I'm untouched.
I know that. That's good. But the point is, I'm trying. Now, why am I trying? I want to know if you really believe what you're saying. Now, I could go and paint you a very terrible picture of how the world is. And are you going to be touched by that?
No.
No. Why not? Because you're a practitioner and what?
I see beyond.
You see beyond all appearances, all illusions. You don't say that. You see beyond and you see what?
The reality, the truth.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now? When?
Now.
Mm-hmm. Why is it that the world is not at peace at all times? Why is it that the world sometimes is in a mess at times? Why is that?
Now, the world is at peace. The world is peace because I am peace and I see it now.
Yeah. Why is it that the world is not at peace sometimes?
Now is the only time.
But why is it the world is not at peace sometimes?
Now is the only time.
You're using the same answer, but you're not getting anywhere.
That seeing is the seeing eye. It's the seeing eye that sees the differences. You know, if it's not at peace, it's
the world always was at peace,
yeah.
Always is at peace,
yeah.
And it's only when my eye gets cloudy, and
yes.
I see the world at war,
yes.
But the world's at war. But yes. The world's not at war when
no.
I am in balance myself.
Yeah.
Sounds good, but
yes.
You know, but true. Is that what you meant to say?
Yes.
I thought so. Okay. Now, Chrissy, what do you say about that? What do you say about there now is peace on earth and it began with me?
There's peace from the beginning, so all is peace. Anything.
Why are you arguing about it? Why are you arguing about it? Why? What do you say about there now is peace on earth and it began with me? What do you say about that?
The original.
I'm sorry?
It says this. It's already.
Why are you trying to rewrite the question?
Oh, there is peace on earth and it began with me.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You know, when that question is asked and the answer is in the question, take it, because that's what's meant. Now, you whatever else you say is undoubtedly correct also. You understand? But it's not the answer we're aiming at. If we could have everyone on the face of the earth speaking their word, the astronaut in astronaut bum-de-bum is safely on earth now. And he wasn't. He was up there. NASA couldn't straighten out the controls. They couldn't straighten out the controls. There was no way to bring that astronaut, that spaceship down. No way. And the radio announcer said, let's pray for him. We see him safely down now. Safely down now! Nice words there. And what happened? Safely down. Right at the very spot next to the naval ship that was supposed to pick him up. And safely down. And there was nothing wrong with the spaceship. And when they checked the controls, they could find nothing wrong. Maybe it was this worldwide demonstration that was a good idea. Yes, it's their mind. That's right, Ibave. It's their mind. Now, how did we do that?
Now there is peace on earth, and it began with me.
How do we do it? Now, don't keep repeating the statement now. Yeah. Go ahead.
You persist in saying it.
And knowing.
In knowing and saying it.
Knowing it is done.
Yeah. Yeah. That is done. And knowing that it's done. And saying that it's done.
Yeah.
Those things are good, you know. But we persist in saying that it's done, and knowing that it's done, and it's done. Now, is it done or not done while we're saying and knowing that it's done?
It is done.
It's done.
Whether we say it or not.
Now, why is it, Mr. Practitioner, that you didn't see it? I did. Why is it, Mr. Practitioner, you didn't see it?
I did see it.
And?
But I didn't say
as a practitioner,
yeah.
I see beyond.
I looked beyond.
Yeah.
And saw the original purity and integrity, and it was done.
Yeah.
You see, this is why we have to get these phrases worked out here,
yeah.
Because if we're not harmonious working together, we can bring in other things.
Yeah.
Is Chioma the perfect teacher? No. Is Chioma the ideal woman?
Yes.
Yes. Is Chioma the ideal teacher?
Yes.
Now, you want to be the perfect teacher or the ideal teacher?
Ideal.
Yeah. The perfect teacher merely does everything right. The ideal teacher does everything right and has harmony in her classes and is always respected and honored and is just, you know, up-de-up-de-up. And that's what you are. It's not what you want to be. That's what you are. Is that true?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Really, that's true?
Yes.
You look at her and you can still say that?
Yes.
And not laugh?
Yes, she is.
Christy, is that true?
Yes, she
Why?
Is.
Why is it true?
Because truth is truth.
I'm...
She is my reflection.
Yeah, she's your reflection. Now, I'm wanting you to use the phrases that we're working with here today. I mean, and you keep coming up with your own phrases, and they're good, but they're...
Always tend to hook her up.
What we want to do... Okay, Chioma. When her kids pass in their papers, and she corrects them, and she finds consistent, one question consistent on each, not each, but I mean on a student's paper, incorrect every time, does she say, you're stupid? What does she say to the student?
You are ideal.
You have to pay money.
No.
You are wonderful.
What does she say to the student? She says, okay, call him Jimmy. Okay, Jimmy? You are an excellent student. Now, let's see what the answer is to number 10 here. And so he goes over number 10 with you, and he says the wrong answer. And you say, now, how did you get that? How did you get that answer? Yeah, from his head, that's right. And so then he tells you he got it from his head, and then you say, well, how did you get it? How did you figure it? What gave you this idea? Was it addition, subtraction, multiplication, division? What is it, you know? And so he tells you. And then you say, all right, now look. Here is what you did. Plus, minus, plus, minus, plus, minus, plus, minus times. And as you did it, one of your plus minuses was always the same wrong plus minus. Each time you've done this test on that question, you got that same one wrong. Now, why did you do it? Why? What is it there about that plus minus that shakes you up, you know, that knocks you out of kilter? Well, it shouldn't be there. Well, what do you mean it shouldn't be there? Well, it shouldn't be there. If I were writing this test, I wouldn't put that plus minus in there because it shouldn't be there. Now, irrational, totally unreasonable, and you don't change the question just to meet your own satisfaction. Although, when people write into the University of Healing, they try to rewrite the question when we say something bad. And they try to say, no, it's got to be so. Well, that's why you have true and false, you know. But, so, what does she get from Jimmy? She gets from Jimmy an unhappy attitude. And then she says to Jimmy, now, Jimmy, you have a very special attitude about that number. Now, why do you have that attitude? Why? What makes you think that there's so when everybody else thinks it's different? That's right. It's in the head. Why are you having that attitude? And so Jimmy says, well, I showed the question to my mama, and my mama said, that question is wrong. That should not be there. That should not be there. Well, you're probably right. We'll look at that closely. Can I meet with your mommy? Sure. She gets home at 5 o'clock, same time you get out of here. And so, can I stop by your house? Sure. Will she be too busy to talk with me? Am I intruding? No, she loves it when somebody comes and asks questions about her kids. Her kids are the greatest kids in the world. So you go and talk to his mommy. And you say, Jimmy's mommy, Jimmy tells me that you found this plus minus here not good, that it was incorrect, it shouldn't be there. And she says, yes, that's right, it shouldn't be there. Well, now, why do you say that it shouldn't be there? Well, I did that test 10 years ago when I was in school, and it wasn't there. And now, all of a sudden, it's there. Well, times do change, you know, and they do change the test so that you don't cheat, so that you don't go back and check old tests and stuff like that. Oh! Why didn't I think of that, you know? I'm really not up on being a mother as much as I should, you know? If I had just stopped to think, of course they changed this information and test. It's the end result that makes the difference, you know? And she said, okay, now, I'm going to give the test to both you and Jimmy. And it's exactly the way we gave it. And I want you to just answer that one question. So you add it up, and Jimmy, you add it up separate here now. You heard what your mom said. Yeah, okay. Gee, Mom, you had it 10 years ago? And they did it different? Oh, no wonder you didn't think it was so good. But is it okay that they do it different now? And she says, no, it's fine. I mean, they have a right to do what they want. And so the mama did the test, and Jimmy did the test, and both of them did it correctly. And the mama said, Mr. Gabua, you are fantastic. You are so patient, so loving, so gentle. My son is going to be a fabulous genius because of this, because every one of my kids are geniuses. My husband and I, we're geniuses and stuff like that. We're geniuses at being dumb sometimes, too. But we're geniuses. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, what's going to happen to Chioma? She's going to gain greater respect for the students because she never thought that there might be the mama having the test 10 years before and finding it to be something that was not beneficial, you know, or not correct for them. And so they argued it. And then what did Chioma do? She brought peace in that family. She brought peace between her and the parents and the students. She brought peace between her and the school board, who were getting this other response from other people too, not the same type. But, and then she went to the school board meeting, and she said to the school board, you know, we sometimes get angry at kids because they do things, and we don't really take the time to go home and investigate exactly why they're doing it, why they're unhappy. And so the school board says, Chioma, I think that we have you in the wrong position. You should be in the position of school psychologist. We've never had a school psychologist, but we need a school psychologist. And your certification would allow you to be that. And we would like you to be our school psychologist. Now, I must tell you that the school psychologist works sometimes a few more hours than the teacher does. And she says, so what else is new, you know? But there's one redeeming quality. The school psychologist gets double your teacher's salary. And you say, that's okay. That's okay. But you see, she's not after it. But she's after doing her best by being the ideal teacher. But she's taken a step further to being the ideal school woman. The ideal woman understands the mother, understands the child, understands the school board, understands all these things, and making her the ideal, you know, person to work in the psychological department, handling that aspect of it. And so what does Chioma do within the space of 6 months? She hires 8 more psychological counselors, and of course they do all the work. She hires 8 more psychological counselors because she wants to cover every class and give every class the privilege that she had in meeting with that mother, in understanding and in quality. And we could go on with the story, and it's good. Now, you see, you never would have dreamt you would be a school psychologist when you were hired to be a school teacher. And you were hired to teach math. You were hired to teach specific things. Now, because of your genius in being yourself and having fun, you get hired into a broader scope. And you don't mind at all, because you're doing the same thing. But this is how we are. This is how we are. This is why it's so important for us to know who we are and dream, you know, learn to swim, learn to play the piano. Do that because it pleases you. You don't have to become Paderewski, you know. You can become Beethoven or Mozart or something like that. But no, just be yourself. Be yourself. And you girls, where is the nearest tennis court? Do you have a community association that teaches tennis?
Yeah, behind our hospital.
All right. Well, then take tennis lessons. Now, instead of...
I know how to play tennis. I know how to play tennis.
That's not what I said.
Oh.
I said I want you to use that as a polishing tool for you on your genius.
Okay.
Tiger? Woods? Uh-huh. Okay, I see right away. You see the ball in the right place already. But so, you go out to sort of ensure that you're going to do this properly. And you go to the sporting goods store, and you buy the ideal tennis racket for you to the weight of your personal strength and your personal weight. Your strength will grow, of course, but to your personal weight and so forth. Buy a proper tennis racket, a perfect one, and maybe even a tennis suit, you know, so that you look great when you go out there on the course, and you will. And you'll have to push them away, but that's okay. You're used to that. You could do that. But go and learn how to play perfect tennis. Go and learn how to play perfect tennis. What will that do to you?
Discipline. Relaxation.
Keep going. Maybe you'll hit it.
Be myself and have fun.
Those are all good.
Relax.
Focus.
Therapeutic.
Self-pity?
No, therapeutic.
Serendipity.
Therapy.
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 Oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Strength, vital, dynamic, alive, mm-hmm. Pure energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then radiate it to the rest of the
You didn't say self-confidence, did you?
Self-confidence.
Yeah. That would be the first thing you would learn, mm-hmm. is self-confidence. And then that self-confidence would go through every area of your life, through your work with the hospital, through your work with anything, through your coursework, through everything you do. Self-confidence. Now, why is self-confidence so important? That you like tennis, so you're in already, and now you learn how to play well, and you build up your self-confidence. What happens for you? What happens for you? You like yourself. When you like yourself, when you have self-confidence, you like yourself. You don't have to say it with tongue in cheek, I like me, I like me, I like me. But when you have self-confidence and you say, I like me, you are just so quick on accomplishing your final goals. But that's up to you. Now, is it important?
Yes.
Now, maybe it's not tennis. Maybe it's volleyball. Maybe it's badminton. Maybe it's table tennis. Maybe it's poker. You know, maybe it's billiards. Maybe it's knitting. You know, it doesn't really matter. But there's something. Tennis seems to be right for you. But there's something that is going to give you the feeling of self-confidence, then liking yourself, then all things working together for good for you. You know? So just open your doorways for what might be the way. Shioma may never be a teacher. She's been the best teacher that they've ever had, because she always does things the best. But she may end up marrying Bill instead of Kate. You know what I'm talking about? William and Kate.
Oh, yeah. Will.
Huh?
Will. William. Will.
Will.
Prince Will William. Is Will.
Will and Kate.
Will is William, because it's the short name.
That's what I said, Will and Kate.
Okay.
And, she's already married. They're already married. Hey, this is a big difference. She may end up marrying them before this marriage that just took place. All time is now. And who knows? Kate may decide to go and join a nunnery, you know, and then their Will is standing waiting to have a wife, you know.
After all the sandwich.
Huh?
I say after all the sandwich. You wouldn't think of a nunnery.
Good shot, huh? Okay. Now, you... can you handle that? You said peace on earth. Can you handle that?
Yes.
I gave you the magazine to look at there.
Yes.
Filled with all the nations of the world and all their little problems, financial, political, war, whatever. What's the case?
I didn't.
No, don't go shaking your head.
I saw only peace.
No, not you saw only peace.
There is only peace.
There is only peace.
Yes.
But not you saw it.
There is only peace.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when?
Now.
Yeah. Don't forget that now.
Now.
That's for your benefit.
That's why I didn't read the magazine. I opened it, I said, peace, and closed it and left it there.
No, this is a stupid lady. Oh, yes. Listen, here's what she did. She knows who she is. And she is a person who makes a decision and acts upon it 100%. And her decision is, come. Your decision is what?
Huh? Now there is peace.
There is peace on earth, and it began with me now.
Me, now.
Now there's peace on earth. Did you hear that? What did she say? Now there is peace on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it began with me. Yeah.
That's for
her. Okay, now, what else did she do? She said... she took the magazine and flipped through it and saw that the magazine covered everything, wars everywhere. And then she says, peace. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me, peace. She didn't have to read the names of all the countries. She didn't have to read what their problems were. She didn't have to know anything. Now, what is the next magazine going to come out and say? Hey, Bube, what's the next magazine going to come out and say? There is peace on earth, and it began with us. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, can you see? Now, you don't make a big deal out of what you did. Look at that magazine and bless all those countries with peace. And what do you do?
And there is peace.
No. I looked at the magazine and I blessed all those countries with peace, and it's so. It is done. No, but you didn't open the magazine. Oh, I don't have to open it. I don't have to open a bottle of poison and test the poison to see that it's poison, you know.
Yes.
I know. I put the cause in motion for peace, and peace is what is the result.
Yes.
Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. You see, we are in charge of our life. We are in charge of our world. We are in charge of everything. And it's up to us to put these causes in motion so that we get the results. And what we say here, I consciously rest in my inner self and see myself, my family, my neighbors, my community, my world. What?
Peace.
Peace. I have a student in Switzerland, was with us for many, many years, still is there. And his name is Waldmeier, or something like that. Claudio Waldmeier. Yeah, Claudio Waldmeier. And he's a real estate broker, very successful, lots of money. He lives alone with his daughter, and now he lives alone with his daughter and her boyfriend. But he had a beautiful home. I visited many times. Big ranch home, lovely place. And now he has a condo, and he lives in a little community. It's very beautiful, very spacious, just like his other house, only not quite so much to have to take care of. So he attended my seminars, and he was a pain in the neck, just a pain in the neck. Everything I asked him to do, he went the opposite direction. Everything I told him, he went the opposite direction. He was on my back about every innuendo or every possible thing that he could argue, and just really, and I loved him, but I just did my own thing because I knew I was right. So then one day, at the beginning of a seminar, and he attended at least six of them or more, and at the beginning of the seminar, he came up to me and he says, yeah, he knows me as Herb. We could, Dr. Barley, I want to tell you something. I said, okay. He said, my name is Peace. And I said, wonderful, that's a good name. He says, and I want everybody to know that I am Peace. Well, now, he didn't say much more than that. So, in the seminar, it was about peace a lot. And in the seminar, I would point to him, you know, Claudio? I'd say, Claudio? No, and I wouldn't say Claudio, I'd just point to him. You? And what would you say? Peace.
Peace.
Peace. Good. And I did that to him at least 30, 40 times during the seminar of the week or two long that we had there. And he was saying, peace, 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 peace. So what does he do? He goes back to his office and renames his business Peace. He renames all of his business cards and sets them all up. And then he promptly turns to me and says, I don't need you anymore. I'm not attending your seminars anymore. I said, cool. You know, he's only been doing about 7 years. I said, cool. So, you see, you know, that challenge, always that challenge. And then every time I come there, he's got to take me out to dinner, even though he's not attending the seminars. And he's got to be friendly with me and do different things with me. And that's fine. So now, he wrote just a couple of weeks ago that his daughter's boyfriend is living with them in their nice apartment. I don't know how old they are, but it doesn't matter. And he is still peace. And peace on a stationary piece. And they put peace up on the house. And they put peace on the concrete platform that's coming in. They made it in colored stones, peace, you know. And they just went the whole nine yards. And they're just having fun. And I wrote to him, and I said, "You could not be anything more powerful in all the world than peace." I said, I'm so proud of you, Claudio. I said, "You just make me feel that you found your niche and you're doing just wonderful." And so he writes back, "Thank you." And then he gets on Facebook and sends pictures of his daughter and his, you know, the boy and the home that they're living in and all that good stuff. But you see, he took the word peace and he made it in his whole business. He made it in his real estate business. He made it in his life. He made it in his world. And he lived a pretty hectic life up to that time because he was such a successful man. But he had me go visit his mother. Everybody has me go visit their mother. Every time, every country I'm in, they have me go visit their mother. And their mother is usually 80, 90 years old, you know. And sharp ladies, you know. And I'd go into the house, and I went into his mother's house in another city. And she had a lovely house. She'd been there for many, 20 years or so. And the first thing she said is, "I haven't seen you before." And I said, "Yes, that's right." I said, "Claudio just brought me to see you now."
Yeah.
And she said, "Well, just wait here a minute." So she ran in the living room, and she picked up a big box of candy. She went in the other room, picked up a big box of cookies. Went in another room, picked up a big box of everything under. I had six or eight boxes when I left that house. And I didn't even know it was in the mall. And, I mean, I don't take boxes with me when I travel across the United States, the world, you know. I mean, that's a bother. So I turned them over to my seminar people, and they enjoyed them. But she talked to me, and she says, "How is my son?" You know. And I said, "Your son is the master of peace. And he is doing such a beautiful job. He is the instrument through which peace is being found in all the countries of the world, because he is saying, 'I am Master Peace.'" And he puts it on his business. I noticed that on his business card, and I thought, how stupid. You know, you don't do things like that. That's a word you don't put on your business cards. Well, you do if you believe it. And she, after I got done talking to her, she says, "Oh, I'm so glad you talked to me. He never explained it to me like that, you know." And really, I could care less, you know. But I was invited to do that, invited to there. And then, at the next moment, he brings up his ex-wife. And she comes in at the mother's house, and no introduction as to who she was. And so I was very pleasant to her, but then it became apparent that this was the ex-wife. And she still had holds on him, especially with him having the daughter. But you see, when he said peace, his relationship with his mother, perfect balance. When he said peace, his relationship with his ex-wife, perfect balance. She was worried about him. She wanted to make sure he had dry socks. He's just a fantastic guy. But she was worried about him. She loved him, and she felt peace for him too. And that worked out great. And then another one of my students, Irene Merkley, her mother was in her later years, and she was in should have been a rest home sooner, but she didn't make it yet. And so I went over there, and I went into her house. She was in she had her own apartment in a care center type thing. And so before I went in the house, I stopped at the walkway, you know, festooned with roses all along there. And I picked four roses for her. And I brought it in, and I went to the door, and I said, "Well, Mrs. Merkley, here are four beautiful roses for you, just to represent your four children." She says, "You stole them. You took them out of my garden. You stole them." And of course I stole them. And so I said, "But I couldn't have stolen them for a more wonderful lady." And by the time I got done talking to her, I had her completely changed in her house. She had four dogs little puppy dogs, you know, pets, not live, but puppy stuffed dogs. Yeah. And I said, "Now, I understand you have four kids." "Oh, yes, I have." I said, "What are their names?" And she said the names. And I said, "Well, okay, here is this guy. Here's this guy, two boys. And here's this girl and Irene, the two girls." And I said, "Now, I want them on the pillow of your bed every night when you go to bed, with them surrounding your head and showering you with love every single day. I want that to be in your life every single day. I want you to live a life of peace and harmony and goodness." Well, it took me maybe two or three more times to visit to complete the whole works. But by the time I got done, she went into a rest home, and she was treated there very well. And she was so happy. She had another fellow in the rest home who was 97, and he was a former operatic star. And he would come and sing to her all the time. And so when I was there, he came and sang, and he had us all singing together and so forth. And then Irene, who has finished her courses with us and has her doctorate and has her ordination and everything, the mother says to the man, "You better be careful. My daughter can marry us, you know. She has her ordination." And he had never mentioned marriage, you know. But he was very interested in her, and they were very close friends. And after a couple of years, she died, and they didn't get married. But the thing is, they had a perfect relationship because they were at peace. They were in harmony with each other. They built their life based upon the new self that they found. And before, she hated her kids, she hated her daughter, she hated her husband who abandoned her when the kids were just little. And he's still in the neighborhood. And she hated everything. She just lived like a grizzly, you know, really ugly. And then we got together and brought her peace and brought her love, unconditional love. And it changed her life and Irene's life. Irene was a nurse, you know, a visiting nurse type of thing. And so she goes around visiting people. And Irene didn't really like her job. And I said, "Well, make your job what you like." So she said, "All right, I will." And I said, "Well, what do you think you're going to do?" She says, "I'm going to learn how to become a clown." And I said, "Well, good for you." I said, "You go in and you put your nose around the corner and put a red nose on. Hi, everybody, what you doing?" And back out, you know. And then in the nursing homes that she goes to. And then they will say, "Who's that? Is that?" And she put on shows. She took a professional course in being a clown for 3 years. And she is a top professional clown. And now she got a new boyfriend. And so she's not being a clown anymore. She's off on another direction for her thinking. But each step served its purpose beautifully, and each step was wonderful, and she wore her clown outfit to her mom. And her mom says, "You are wonderful. You can do anything." And it just made peace in their family. And this is how peace is. Peace is not necessarily having people stop fighting. Peace is when people start recognizing that they are good and beautiful people, that they're wonderful and delightful people, they're happy and harmonious people. That's what peace is all about. And peace is what we do when we like ourselves. And this is what she is doing, is liking herself. You understand that?
Yes.
You believe it?
Yes.
You know it?
Yes.
How are we doing in our time?
Good.
I think we're doing great. It's, we are in lecture. Oh, this is the last lecture of the day. That's why it's getting near supper time there. And I was thinking that it were past lunchtime. Okay. So this is good. Very good. Now, Sybil? How do you bring peace on earth?
There is peace on earth. Now.
All right. I will give you a clue. How do you bring peace in your room, your classroom?
It's there.
You see it done. You see it done. You see it done. And you don't go in the room expecting them to be a riot. You see them orderly, and you see them balanced, and you see it done. How do you bring peace on earth?
It is done.
Oh, you have to listen to her, huh? You're right.
To recognize that it's already there.
That's my next point. When you can recognize all the world is peace, then you are peace and it is done. When you look at the classroom and see them all getting shook up and being unkind, you're nothing. You have no power at all. You have no energy. You have no tool to work with. But when you see them harmonious, it's done. Can you see how important it is to say it's done? It's just like Claudio saying peace. He didn't know it, but he was bringing peace to his whole world. He's bringing peace to his wife and his ex-wife and his mother and his daughter and his household. He's bringing peace to all of that. And he also was a pain in the neck, and he got off my back by not attending the seminars. You see? But you know what he did? He sent the cost of the seminar to the seminar. So he paid for it, but didn't attend. So he was a very lovely guy. But he'd have me for one meal, and we would talk, and he would get his money's worth. But it's what it goes. Right? Christy? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And how do you handle it? How do you handle it? How do you say there is peace on earth? How do you look? What kind of vision do you have?
Peace.
You see.
See beyond.
No. You see beyond, and you don't see peace. You see balance and harmony and all right action, all that peace means. But if you see peace, you're liable to say, where there was war, there now is peace.
Yeah.
And you don't want to say that, because that's empowering the past. And you want to say, it's balance and harmony and joy, which is the same thing, but it's not quite so heavy on your consciousness. We deal in a pretty wonderful world, pretty terrific ideas and pretty beautiful thoughts and so forth. But remember, the stories that I'm telling you here, they're about real people. Real circumstance, and I could tell you 100 more, maybe 1,000, maybe 10,000, but whatever. What is the point? You, each of you individually, I am peace. Like Claudio said, I am peace.
I am peace.
And he says, I am not only peace, I am masterpeace.
I am masterpiece.
And what do you think his clients think of him?
Master.
Yeah. And he went out and he bought this fabulous car. It was a big Volvo from Norway or wherever they make them. And it was the big, big one. The really big, big one, you know. A four-door sedan, and everything was built into it. All the junk that you could have. And we were at a seminar up on top of the mountain at Montebrey in Switzerland. And we went down to a restaurant below for a special dinner. And as we went down there, he says, Herb, you drive. Well, I never drove his car before and that car. And the road is like this. You know, just, oh, snaking all the way down
meandering.
There. Oh, my goodness. And I drove, and but he didn't know that I am different. Because when I drive, I just drive casually, and it always works out perfect. And I may have wheels hanging over the edge of the road or what have you, but they're never off the road. They're just doing whatever I'm wanting them to do. And he said, oh, I can't take it, I can't take it. You know? I said, why, what's the problem? He said, the car shouldn't be doing that. And I said, well, I hope to kiss a pig. It does do that because that's the way I drive. And so then he said, oh, okay, I'll drive back up. And I said, that's fine with me. That's fine with me. But you see, you can know and experience truth. You can experience evidences of principle. You can experience a lot of things. Yes, you can. And not believe what you see. That happens so often. Ellen stopped guessing because she always had me drive all of her cars through Switzerland and through Italy and all the nations around there that we went to give seminars in. And I would drive. I'd have my international driver's permit and I'd drive. And so I would drive. And whenever we came down these mountain passes and stuff like that, I was used to them from back in California. And so sometimes we'd be off the road and on the road, but always we'd be driving just smoothly, straightly down like this here. And she'd look at him, you know, and be geisted by it, be very surprised. But I'm not trying to say I'm good now. What I'm trying to say, or what I am saying, is that when you see magic taking place in your world, if you call it that, do not be surprised. Just realize you're next. You're next in performing that magic. Yes, you're next. And you're good. Oh, her too? You, and me too? Okay, I guess that's good. How about these rest of these kids here? Them too? So, I think you know what I'm saying. I'm telling you these things not to impress you. I'm telling you these things to let you realize that that's what it's all about.
That even in a place like Iraq, you see peace beyond what is going on. Even though there is a war raging, you see beyond what is there. That's what it is.
Well, you can learn if you have your eyes open, and if you will see beyond, we say the appearances, but see beyond, and you know it's true. You know it's true. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Yeah, you guys are great. We should have a discussion in a few minutes on what we've just talked about. Are there any questions about what we have just talked about that you want to talk about? Or you want to prepare yourself for supper? Or you want to think about it? It's up to you. I can only ask you so many times.
Yeah, let's.
How do you experience peace on earth?
I see beyond and see it done.
See
now.
Yeah. What are you seeing beyond?
Harmony.
I see balance. I see balance, harmony. Right action, divine order.
Are you the only one doing this?
I am the only one.
You are the only one. Did you hear that?
There are
did you hear
others.
That? Did you know that? Think about that. That's your mom.
Mommy, that's
The only one, and yes. You're right.
She's sure of herself doing it. There may be others, but she's sure she is the only one.
Number one.
Yes.
And the only one. Now, who is Chioma?
Chioma is ideal woman.
And she is number one, too.
She's number one. She's herself.
Yeah.
Having fun.
Did you know that? You're yourself and having fun? Did you know that?
Of course I did.
Are you yourself and having fun?
Yeah. I was going to add something to it. Oh, no.
You like that, Mama?
That is your idea,
too. Publicity agent. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And what do you think, okay?
Yeah, it's true. There is peace. That there is peace on earth.
There's peace.
You just have to realize it. Because from the history of the world, you know, if you are talking of conflicts.
Now. We are talking about now.
I know. But what I'm saying, even at that time, there was peace. At that time.
There is no other time but now,
yeah.
If I may offer.
Yeah.
Because now is the only acceptable time. Now is the only time there is. And if we ever bring up the past, for conversation purposes or for illustration purposes, we are not using our wisdom as well as we should. Because every time you mention something that has been negative or was or is negative, you are empowering it to be, and we don't want to do that. We want to empower only the... What? What do we want to empower?
Accentuate the positive.
The truth.
Yeah.
The truth. Not the positive, the truth. The positive can sometimes not be so good. No?
Accentuate the positive, the truth.
The truth.
The
not
truth.
The positive.
Yeah. Positive can be so easily used any way you want. Are you a positive thinker? Yeah. Here's a punch in the nose, a good positive punch in the nose. And nobody wants that. Right? Yeah.
Truth.
Okay.
Truth.
What about that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, what about that? You came here to a number of our seminars, and you've been a very welcome and a delightful participant, and it's been wonderful having you. And each time you come here, you are more profound into your philosophy than you were the last time. But if I may say, and I should not say, that's only the beginning. That's only the beginning of who you are. But Sibyl here can see right through you like an open book with glass on the both sides. Sees right through you to what, Sibyl? To what, Sibyl? What do you see through him to?
To the reality.
Huh?
To the reality, he's
self. For the reality of who he is. What is the reality of who he is?
His original purity and integrity.
Hmm?
His ideal.
He is the ideal
man.
Is this the ideal man here too?
Yes, he's ideal man.
He's not a boy. He's an ideal man. She's an ideal woman. You're ideal women. I'm an ideal man. If we always keep that clear in our mind, then we won't start making distinctions. How could an ideal woman do something like that? How could an ideal man do something? Well, we'd never have to say it if we really believe they're ideal. We have to be strong and definite on what our beliefs are, because if we look at appearances, then we empower them and we drown. Tough. But it's what it's all about. Yes, Christy? You know, sometimes, Christy, you are really on a roll, and then I stop you and move you on a different roll. And then I say to you, okay, now, go back to the roll that you were on before. And you sometimes forget what that roll was. We all do. But try not. Always keep those positive, dynamic ideas that are you out in front. And don't let anybody make you forget them. What did we don't want to do to Seville? We didn't want to intimidate her. You're right. Intimidate. We didn't want to intimidate her. We wanted to try to see how strong she is in her belief and her consciousness, in her statements about herself, and in her statements about her world. Now, does she think that the world is at peace?
Yes.
Or does that she think the world is peace?
I know the world is peace.
At peace or peace?
Peace.
Not at peace.
No.
When I do this on purpose, say at peace. Because that's not what you say. What do you say?
The world is peace.
It's peace. Yeah. That's right. No at bits about it all. The at can get us in trouble. The world is peace.
And at means variable.
Yeah.
Be at peace or not at peace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's possibility of either way.
Yeah.
But the world is peace. There's no possibilities of anything except peace. And wholeness and goodness right now. Wonderful, huh? We are great people because we have the ability to recognize unqualified, unconditional love for all. And with that, we don't say that they were wrong or they were right, you know. We're not the judge or jury.
No judgment.
All we do is say, it's peace now, peace on earth. All is in harmony, all is magnificent. All is in harmony. All is in harmony?
Now.
All is in harmony?
No, all is harmony.
I said all is in harmony. You should correct me.
All is harmony.
I'm saying these things because I want... You see, it sounds so smooth to say them. In harmony. In peace. At love. You know, and I want you to be aware of those... What are those prepositions? They destroy it all.
All is balance. Not at balance. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All is balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's nothing to make it balance. It is balance.
Divine,
and it's wonderful.
Established.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think about that, Chrissy? Yes, sir. Mr. OK, you think it's OK too?
It is.
The best.
Yeah.
And you were there and you said it.
He said it, so it is done.
Mm-hmm. You were there and you said it, and that's nice. And what are you up to, son?
No, the world is peace. It's certainly different from the world is at peace.
Mm-hmm. But now open your mouth and talk. It's your talk. Come.
What's going on?
Now I'm saying Obube to open his mouth and say something. Obube.
Ebube. If Ebube has anything to say, he says it.
Yeah.
He is not intimidated by anybody or anything.
He will say it anyway.
Yeah. I will say it.
Is that your microphone?
Yes.
Good. Now speak nice and clearly into the microphone. And say, I love you.
I love myself.
That's good. But let's speak it nice and clear for all the world to know that you love them.
I love myself.
Oh. you're going to a live microphone. Smart kid. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, well, we'll stop this and start it right away.